This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، my dear brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the alternation of the day and the night, of the weeks, of the months, of the different seasons, for something for us to reflect upon, to ponder over. يُقَلِّبُ اللَّهُ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارِ إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَعِبْرَةَ لِأُولِي الْأَبْصَارِ. Allah alternates the day and the night, and in that is a lesson for the people of insight. And so, my dear brothers and sisters, as we leave the warm weather behind us and we are entering into the winter, this winter is something for us to reflect over, something for us to take a lesson from. And so among the lessons that we can learn is, first and foremost, the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so when one season ends and another begins, it only does so because of Allah's permission. When it rains because of Allah's permission, because of Allah's will. When it doesn't rain and the earth becomes dry and you have a drought, it's because, once again, the permission of Allah, the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so nothing in this world happens except because of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala causing it to happen. And so we attribute all of that to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not, as they say, to Mother Nature. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows His power through these signs. وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَن تَقُومَ السَّمَاءُ وَالْأَرْضُ بِأَمْرِهِ. Among His signs is that He causes the heavens and the earth to stand by His command. وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَن تَقُومَ السَّمَاءُ وَالْأَرْضُ بِأَمْرِهِ ثُمَّ إِذَا دَعَاكُمْ دَعْوَةً مِنَ الْأَرْضِ إِذَا أَنْتُمْ تَخْرُجُونَ. Then, when He calls upon you to come out, meaning for the resurrection, at once you will be resurrected before Him. The second lesson that we learn is that the coming of the winter means that an entire year has gone by with its different seasons. And so this is a reminder that our lives are also soon, very quickly, coming to an end. قُلْ إِنَّ الْمَوْتَ الَّذِي تَفِرُّونَ مِنْهُ فَإِنَّهُ مُلَاقِيكُمْ ثُمَّ تُرَدُّونَ إِلَىٰ عَالِمِ الْغَيْبِ وَالشَّهَادَةِ فَيُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. Say to them, O Muhammad, that this death that you are trying to run away from, it will soon catch up to you. And then you will be returned to Allah, the knower of the seen and the unseen. And then He will tell you what you used to do. The third lesson that we learn is that this cold that is soon to come of the winter, this bitter cold that we will feel, that bothers us at times, It is one of the breaths taken by the fire of hell. And so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us that the hellfire complained to its Lord, saying that parts of me have eaten other parts. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed it to take two breaths, one in the summer and one in the winter. And then he sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that is the intense heat that you feel and the bitter cold that you feel. The fourth lesson that we learn is a reminder. Remember, as you sit in the comfort of your homes, in the bitter cold, keeping yourself warm and safe, remember that there are others less fortunate than us who don't have that luxury and that comfort, whether it be in our own communities or anywhere else in the world. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Al-mu'minu lil-mu'mini kal-bunyan yashuddu ba'duhu ba'dha." And then he sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Thumma shabaka asabi'ahu." He sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that the believer to the believer is like a structure, a building, whose various parts, the bricks and the various parts of the building, they enforce one another to keep it standing. And then he put his fingers together to show that this is how the believers support one another, enforce one another. And so do not forget your Muslim brothers and sisters, wherever they be, whether they be around us or abroad, where they have been driven from their homes for no other reason than because of their iman and their deen. بارك الله لي ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعني وإياكم بما فيه من الآيات والذكر الحكيم أقول ما تسمعون وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب وخطيئة فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله على إحسانه والشكر له على توفيقه وامتنانه وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له تعظيما لشأنه وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله الداعي إلى رضوانه صلى الله وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى آله وإخوانه وخلانه ومن سار على نهجه واقتفى أثره إلى يوم الدين. فاتقوا الله عباد الله وراقبوه في السر والنجوى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون. My dear brothers and sisters, the final point regarding winter is that this season is an opportunity, a golden opportunity for those among us who throughout the year they find certain acts of ibadah as being difficult and hard for them. And so the winter is when the days get short, allowing us to fast very easily, and the nights get long, allowing us to get up and pray Qiyamul Layl and Salatul Tahajjud without much difficulty. And so Ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu, he would say when the winter would come, Marhaban bishita, welcome winter. Yatulu fihi al-layl lil qiyam wa yaqsuru fihi an-naharu lis-sawm. He said that the nights, they become long, making it easy for Qiyamul Layl, and the days become short, making it easy to fast. And Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, he would say, أَلَا أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَى الْغَنِيمَةِ الْبَارِدَةِ Shall I not guide you to the cold booty, to the cold prize? And then he would say, أَصْرِيَامُ فِي الشِّتَاءِ وَقِيَامُ لَيْلِ الشِّتَاءِ What is the cold booty? What is the cold prize? It is fasting in the day of winter and getting up for Qiyamul Layl in the nights of winter. And so as Ibn Rajab says, what the cold booty, what it means is that you attained this prize without any battle, without any struggle, without any hardship. And so it came to you without your own effort. It was a favor upon you by none other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ibn Rajab, he says, winter is the spring of the believer because he grazes in the orchards of obedience and goes in the fields of worship, and his heart takes pleasure in strolling in the gardens of good deeds in the winter. Just like the cattle, the sheep, they graze in the spring pastures, becoming fat, becoming healthy. Likewise, the deen of the Muslim becomes rectified in the winter through what Allah has made easy in it of good deeds. And so, my dear brothers and sisters, now is a time to take advantage of these short days and these long nights. Before, we used to complain, the days are too long, the summer is hot, it's difficult to fast, I can't get up for Qiyamul Layl, for Salatul Tahajjud, because I have to sleep. In the summer, the days, the nights are too short for me to set a portion aside for Salatul Tahajjud. But what is it? What is your excuse now in the winter? You can easily fast and you can easily get up to pray and stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't let this golden opportunity to go to waste. And so we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from among those who take advantage of these days in fasting, in Qiyamul Layl, the sunnah of it, the voluntary aspects of fasting and salah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from among those who take a lesson and to take heed. هذا وصلوا وسلموا رحمكم الله على نبيكم محمد بن عبد الله كما أمركم بذلك ربكم جل في علاه فقال تعالى قولا كريما إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم بارك على نبينا محمد وارض اللهم عن خلفائه الأربعة أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن سائر الصحابة أجمعين وعنا معهم برحمتك وكرمك يا أكرم الأكرمين اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات اللهم ادفع عنا الوباء والغلاء وسوء المحن ما ظهر منها وما بطن يا ذا الجلال والإكرام إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروا الله العظيم الجليل يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون